The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ilahi. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of this Abu Hamza supplication. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي. Oh Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I had been cut off from your stream of your bounties in the presence of people, if the people were all eyes to see how I am exposed to disgrace, and if I am ordered to proceed to hell, and a barrier is put between me and the pious people, even then I would not cease to have hope. Even then I would not stop from expecting your pardon, and this would not take away your love from my heart. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. And then Imam says, أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. Because I have not forgotten your bounties and the protection you made available for me in this world. We have sufficiently discussed this part of Abu Hamza Thumali supplication. But since Imam alayhi salam mentions hubbullah and the love of Allah as one of the reasons he does not stop to hope and expecting the pardon of Allah, I assume we'd better talk about this element in our supplications and how it affects our relations with Allah more.
الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
This relation that a servant needs to have with his Lord can be developed as a result of the coming together of a number of harmonious elements. Let me tell you one thing. In Islamic sources, we see that this idea is rejected, that our relations with Allah should be established based on a single element only, such as fear or hope or love or any other elements. And our narrations regard such a relation as one devoid of harmony and equilibrium. There is a wide range of elements that can somehow make up the correct form of relation with Allah. Of course, some of them have been mentioned in details in the different verses of the Holy Quran, and also some others in traditions and supplications. So we conclude, if we want to establish a relation with Allah, we must consider that it is constituted of different various elements, such as hope, fear, pleading before Allah, lowliness before Him, love of Him, yearning for Him, intimacy with Him, and returning to Him, and dedication to Him, etc. Of course, each of these elements can be regarded as a path leading toward Allah. But the point is that our relations should not be established on one element only. The wayfarer should not confine himself to one single path. This is because each of these paths has its own kind of taste, has its own kind of fruition in your journey toward Allah, which cannot be found in other paths. What I want to mention here is that the best of these elements, I assume the most powerful one, the most efficient of them in our relation to Allah, in strengthening our relations with Him, is the love of Allah, Hubbullah. That is why it could be that Imam Alayhi Salam says, لَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. Your love is still existent in my heart. These things have not taken away your love from my heart. So I assume it could be inferred from this part of the supplication that among the different forms of relation with Allah, there is no form more effective than love in consolidating the relation of a servant with his Lord and with Allah the Exalted. It is narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that he said, the best of the people is he who is passionately in love with worship, and the one who embraces it, loves it from his heart, and applies his body to it, and attends to it, such that he is not bothered in which condition he is in this world, in difficulty or in ease. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.